Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mike's on. He's ready to go.
On the Fan.
New York Sports Radio.
Mike's on. Mike's on.
He'll get you the sports any way that he can. It's Mike Francisa.
From the studios of WFAN, this is Mike's On, Francesa on the Fan on this Thanksgiving Eve, this Wednesday, the 21st day of November, as we get ready to start this big football and Thanksgiving holiday. And I thought, what can I give the audience on this Thanksgiving Wednesday show, which is always a big show because there's no Friday show this week. And I said, you know what? How about we give him Aaron Boone? I said, yeah, you know what? I'd like to talk to him. So we dialed him up and saw if we could get him. And nice enough to join us for a minute. So the Yankee manager joins us now. Aaron, welcome. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing, Mike?
Good. Thank you. First, happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. And thank you for a couple of minutes.
Yeah, you bet. Happy Thanksgiving.
All right. Paxton trade, your thoughts?
Really excited. To get a guy of his caliber. And we kind of feel like even though he's 30 years old, you know, we feel like there's, you know, in a lot of ways, he's kind of just scratching the surface. I mean, this is a guy that we feel like there's potentially even more in there. We feel like the ceiling's really high when he's been healthy. Obviously, he's been a really dynamic pitcher. And, you know, we feel like hopefully we're getting a guy with not a lot of mileage on him, but and that still has some room to grow and continue to get better, and we feel like has a chance to really, really impact us in a big way.
Do you think you have to shape somebody to handle the competition and the edge and everything that comes with pitching on the Yankees and in this division and the stuff that has to happen here? Do you think you have to treat guys differently here, especially pitchers, getting them ready for that?
Well, I think, look, I think that's part of sports and part of the job of coaches and even, you know, fellow players is, you know, how do you tap into guys? How do you tap in and trying to get the most out of each guy? And, you know, every now and then you have the cases where it seems like, you know, maybe a guy's just naturally cut out for a situation or frankly isn't. And those things, you got to kind of just go through. There's, I feel like a ton more that fall somewhere in that middle range. And I think, you know, we're all responsible for trying to tap in and get them the most comfortable and in the environment and get the most out of their talent in the environment.
You know, you had a tremendous first year as a manager. You won 100 games. The Red Sox win a World Series. So the question that you all have in your organization, from you to the general manager who was joined with us yesterday, how do you take a team from good to great? That's really it, the little bit you have to push a team to go that extra mile. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, and that's what we sign up for here. We're chasing a championship, and that's one of the great things about getting to be a part of this organization is that's always the expectation. And, you know, I know Cash is working tirelessly to make tweaks and to, you know, improve our roster as much as possible where we can to try and close the gap with some of the other teams or certainly Boston, who's now won several divisions in a row now in the East. And, you know, and we're constantly, even here in the winter, you know, just trying to work and trying to find where we can find ways to improve ourselves going forward. But, you know, we know we're in a really strong position as far as having a team that's certainly capable or certainly going to be in the mix one of those teams that feels like you have a real chance at a championship. And now it's upon all of us to go out there and try and get over the hump.
Talking with Yankee manager Aaron Boone on this Wednesday to open the show. A little present for you guys for this Thanksgiving holiday. One thing I really noticed down the stretch was how much you guys missed Judge. You know, I was surprised, and you know how big he was in the postseason, but it shows just how much he's grown into the player and how important a player he is, that you guys really did miss him a lot.
There's no question. You know, I've told people all the time, you know, I knew coming into this job, you know, just knowing him a little bit topically, I knew obviously he was a great player and this great reputation of being, you know, this quality person and that nice, the way he treats people. And you see all that from the outside, and he is all those things, but he's so important to the room and just for being really a young player, the impact he has on other people, you know, from a leadership standpoint, he just has a way of kind of bringing out the best in others, just with the way he is day in and day out, the way he goes about things. And it was really stood out to me, the game he came back. We were a different team in the first inning. You know, he walks up there, he smokes a ball to right field. I don't think he got any hits the first game, but there was just a different feel, frankly, on the bench with just him being in the lineup, being part of the game, being part of the banter that goes on in the dugout. He's a special talent, but an even more special person. And you're right, he's critical in so many ways to our club.
You know, it's funny. I said to Cash, I said, one thing you guys get to do, and it's what you get paid for, is to decide whether what you see is real. Like with Voit, is he a one-hit wonder, or is he a guy who's going to do that year after year? He had a great, like what Pierce did for the Red Sox, Voit did for you guys. He lifted the team. He had almost 1,000 or right around 1,000 OPS for you guys. Is that real, or was it a one-hit wonder?
You're right. We are taxed with that. And I'm betting on the fact that it's real. You know, I think, you know, it's one thing to come up and run into some homers and get hot when you're strong and the league's trying to figure it out and those things. But I think when you see the at-bat quality that we saw really on a consistent basis, you know, whether he would strike out, whether he would, you know, work a walk, whether he would really get into a ball, the at-bat quality really from the time he got to us through the end of the year was really strong. And I go back to, you know, our front office and a lot of our analysts kind of digging him up and finding him and identifying him as someone they really felt like was undervalued, that really was capable of something like this. And he came and absolutely delivered. So he's created a real opportunity, obviously, for himself, and he'll go into the year with a chance to prove that it was real.
How about facing the year, or at least a good part of it, without Didi?
A huge blow. I mean, you know, a lot of the things I said about Aaron Judge from an intangible standpoint, you know, Didi brings that as well. Obviously, an excellent player at a premium position, shortstop, great two-way player. But there's just something, the way he goes about his business, the toughness, the manner in which he plays, the kind of quiet leader that he is kind of on the field, especially with some of our young guys out there. It's a blow, and one we've got to find a way to absorb, and hopefully, you know, Didi continues to progress well and the injury progresses well and the rehab goes well to where, you know, he's back in the fold sooner rather than later. But there's no doubt it's a big blow to us.
And we're talking with Aaron Boone. I got the idea that from Cash, especially, that you guys consider Torres a better second baseman for his future than a shortstop. I didn't know where that it sat, but it sounds like that's the case.
You know, I think he's capable at both. You know, shortstop's his natural position, and I think he showed, and second base was in a lot of ways very new to him last year. So I thought he did a lot of great things out there and showed how special he could be at the position, while also showing some of the newness about it and some of the, you know, mistakes that come with that. But
right.
I think I think one thing we saw and was cemented in our mind is what a special kind of two-way player he can be. Whether he ends up at short, second, I think long-term he's capable of both of those because of his talent.
What would you tell Bird after this kind of what do you tell Bird now? I mean, he's still in the mix, I guess. People have to be disappointed. He's got to be disappointed. What do you say to a Bird now?
Get after it. You know, there's inevitably going to be opportunities. No one in the organization, you know, even though it was obviously a difficult year for him, I would say no one in the organization, though, has soured on or forgotten the fact that this guy is capable of being a difference maker. And we all still believe that. He's got to dig it out now and find it. We've got to try and help him. And inevitably, opportunity will knock for him. And if he can kind of find that swing, find that groove, find his consistent health, then you know, if he can take advantage of those opportunities, he can play himself back in more so into the mix than he certainly was at the end of the year.
You know, the funny thing is, it's such an interesting thing that you guys chase because you know you can win games over the long haul, but trying to be right in October, look at the Red Sox. Look at what Jackie Bradley gave him in the bottom of the lineup. Look at what the big hits from Nunez, the big hits from the catcher, you know, what Pierce gave him. So it's very hard to calculate where you're going to get it from. It comes from anywhere. You know, you don't know where it comes from in those postseason games.
It does, and you know, I think that goes partly into, you know, why, you know, you really put a premium on winning the division. You know, so first and foremost, you're not having to play a one-and-done game, but then, you know, there is a little bit probably of an advantage, obviously creating a little bit of a home field edge. But, yeah, the playoffs, a lot of times it's obviously the team that's hot, especially when you're talking about facing an opponent that's on equal footing with you or you view as very equal to what you're doing. So the more guys that you can have in the mix playing well, playing with confidence, the better chance you get to have some impact from different spots, maybe even unexpected places.
What's the what was the best part of last year for you? You had a great rookie season. You won 100 games. What was the best part of last year for you?
You know, the competition – not every night, like the game, you know, when 7 o'clock hit and we threw that first pitch and you're in the dugout with a lot of guys that, you know, I gained so much respect for over the year, and just the way they went about their business. That's the best part, is being back in the fold, back in the competition. I loved every second of that.
And What did you learn from last year that you didn't know after all those years as a player, all those years in the booth? What was the one thing that you learned? I mean, you grew up around managers. You grew up in the family. I mean, the whole thing, it's been your life. Anything that was new to you last year or not really?
I would say it was all very new. I don't think in looking back anything, you know, necessarily overwhelmed me as far as like, oh, wow, that was just – but it's all new, and you never really know exactly what to expect. And I was, you know, in a little way, you're surprised at the volume of things that come across your desk on a daily basis. You know, sometimes great things, sometimes minor little fires, sometimes bigger situations that you constantly have to deal with and manage, and that's obviously a big part of the job.
Well, listen, thank you for a couple of minutes. Happy Thanksgiving. We'll chat again as the hot stove gets a little warmer, but thank you very much. Appreciate it. And, again, I appreciate a couple of minutes that you didn't have to do this, so thank you.
You bet. Enjoy the weekend.
Thank you, Aaron. Aaron Boone, the Yankee manager, back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.